Welcome to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. The discussions and topics covered in this podcast are based on my personal experiences, research, and opinions only, and should not be considered as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Breaking Through Darkness is meant for informational and awareness purposes only. I am not a licensed therapist or a mental health professional. If you're struggling right now, you're not alone. I encourage you to seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional or licensed therapist. Please check out our website at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of resources.
I wanted to talk today about the 12 steps. And I'm not going to talk in detail on each one, but I am going to try and summarize each one and then get to the point of humility and how important it is. In the Paths to Recovery, page 4 and 5, which is the Al-Anon steps, traditions, and concepts, the 12 steps are summarized for specific areas. One, we're powerless over the problem of, and you can fill in whatever your problem is or the multiple problems that you have. Alcoholism, narcotics, bipolar disorder, codependence, sex addiction, the list goes on and on. Two, we can turn our lives over to a power greater than ourselves. In my life and through the most difficult times of my life, I had a really hard time understanding what that actually meant. And the reason that I was having a hard time is because I was doubting a lot of what the Bible said. I had grown up in churches that believed in a wrathful God, or that's the way I took it. Through college and graduate school, that was the philosophy of the church that I was at for 17 years. And when I heard in my recovery process Jesus saying to me, "I have never left you, I have never forsaken you," that changed my whole attitude and perspective. And point three is we need to change both our attitude and our actions. I had filled my actions with despair, with hopelessness, with not being able to do anything or not thinking that I could do anything, that I was worthless. And so my attitude and my actions needed to change. And the fourth point is we keep all Al-Anon's gifts by sharing them with others. And to me, that's one of the most critical points that relates to humility. If I keep all of this development that I have to myself, it doesn't really do any good. If I keep the things that I've learned to myself, then, you know, my cup might be overflowing, but no one's else's is. And so I really believe that a critical point of any recovery is first to take care of yourself. But second, the natural outflowing of that is in step 7 called humbly asked, in my case, God or my higher power, to remove my shortcomings. And that's a big list of shortcomings. But let me read just a couple paragraphs on page 72 of Paths to Recovery. Humility, the state of being humble, is often misunderstood. It is not a state of weakness, but of strength. It does not mean inferiority, resignation, or submission. These imply that we are still resisting our need for help. When we are humble, we are totally willing to accept God's help, knowing that without it, we cannot progress further. In humility, we possess self-esteem, accept ourselves as we are, assets and defects alike, and extend the same acceptance to others. We are learning to recognize humility in others. We are attracted to them and we learn from them. Humility also helps us to see our true relationship to our higher power. Throughout the steps, we are steered to turn to God of our understanding for guidance and support in our efforts to change. By the time we reach step 7, we know we don't have to beg or demand things from God. We simply ask. We learn to trust God's way and pace as we go about our business. That, to me, is one of the most incredible summaries of really the whole 12-step process. And while I have bipolar disorder and I don't personally have issues with alcoholism or drugs or other addictions, I do have bipolar disorder. And all of the current research points to the fact that the chemical reactions in my brain act exactly like the chemical reactions in any addict. And while their extremes may be much higher, much lower, I believe that I have the ability to understand addicts and the trauma that has developed to bring them to that situation, the trauma that existed in my life to bring me to a place where I had no ability to do anything without the help of others, without the help of God, without understanding that Jesus not only loved me, but he had never left me. He had never forsaken me. And if I think about that for a minute, it's the reality of our world to think negatively, especially in a time where there's so much conflict and so much chaos and so much negativity and so much sin, to be honest with you, falling short of God's mark. God is not surprised by any of this that's going on today, but it's never been God's intent. It was always God's intent that Jesus would come to save us, past, present, and future, and cover our sins with his blood so that we could be seen by God as perfect. And the reality is, it's prideful of me when I don't see myself as God sees me. And I had totally missed that concept. When I saw myself as worthless, he saw me as worthy. When I saw myself as helpless, he carried me. When I saw myself as hating life, he breathed life into me, and my perspective completely changed. Over the last 2 years, I have a completely different perspective today as I look out into my backyard than I did 2 years ago, which, one, was in a different location. Two, we own a home now, so my backyard is my backyard. Three, I couldn't have imagined the incredible joy and happiness that I have felt over the last 2 years, that I was willing to throw away and become homeless or whatever the next steps would be. The reality was is that I would have become an addict of one kind or another. I would have become an alcoholic. I would have become a drug addict. That was the next steps that I would have followed if I hadn't initially trusted the doctor's diagnosis of bipolar disorder, worked through a number of cycles of medications that worked best for me, and then adjusted them over time, depending on whether I was in a depressive phase or a manic phase. And just realizing that my mind, especially when I'm in a depressive phase, lies to me in an arrogant way, saying that I'm worthless. If God made me, I'm not worthless. I'm a creation of his, and I can have great excitement and joy in that. I just want to bring an understanding today of really recovery is the process that I started when I entered Meadows Behavioral Health in Wickenburg, Arizona. And there are recovery places all over the country, all over the world. Many of them cost way too much money. And I hope that changes. I hope governments understand that we are dealing with an epidemic of massive proportions when we talk about people with mental health issues. And in my time, I got to see people start their steps toward recovery or continue their steps toward recovery who had been in recovery for years, decades. Some who had a day in recovery and some who had 45 days at the very end of their time. I am now in recovery for over 2 years. And that will continue to be a milestone for me because my recovery started May 7th, 2022, and it has continued to today. There have been lots of valleys. There have been lots of issues. There have been lots of hopelessness through that time where I didn't fully understand everything that was going on around me. And even today, I don't understand everything that's going on around me, but I trust God. The 12 steps are all about trusting our higher power to give us an ability that's beyond our own. And what I'm working toward is the day that I'm fully recovered. And I imagine that to be the day that I die or Jesus returns. I see him face to face and he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That is my day of recovery. That is my day of ultimate celebration. But each year and each month and each day beyond my first step towards recovery is a celebration. I'm so much more capable today than I was 2 years ago in dealing with bipolar disorder. I don't say whatever I think. I have a filter now where I might still think things, but I don't say them. That probably had never occurred in my life, and because of that, there were many examples of me offending other people. Me being not very humble. And so for me, humility has become a goal of my life. And really the reality of living like I'm dying, because we all are. From the day that we're born until the day that we are dying, we are living like we are dying. And the responsibility that I have through that is, what attitude am I going to take to make that outcome the best that I can, and then leave it at that, and not be in a hot mess because my life isn't going the way that I had planned or that I had pictured or that I had imagined. Life be life, and life is life. And I can't change that, but I can change my attitude and my approach toward life and its outcomes. And that brings me so much hope and so much joy that I didn't have 1 ounce of 2 years ago. But today I do, and while I'm not perfect by any stretch, I am much more humble today than I was 2 years ago. And honestly, I really appreciate that dark place, that low point in my life, because it became the foundation for me developing to what I am today and what I will be in a year and 5 years and 10 years until I meet Jesus face to face. I'm excited by that. I'm so joyful. Not every minute, not every day, but I am really, really excited by the next steps of my life. And I don't know what they are, but I know that a higher power has control of it, and that God loves me immensely. Thanks for listening to the Breaking Through Darkness podcast. Be sure to tune in regularly for new episodes and blogs each week. If you're facing struggles, you're not alone. Please reach out. I would love to hear your story. It's important to note that I am not a licensed therapist. However, there are numerous professionals in your area ready to assist you. Visit our website's resource page at breakingthroughdarkness.com for a list of valuable connections. Always remember, you are worthy, you are resilient, you are awesome, you were created for extraordinary things. Find your purpose and shine bright in this world.